In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shouting.
It's truly amazing what a difference a day can make. I think this was demonstrated vividly this past week. Last Thursday, we had an opportunity to participate in a national day of giving thanks, a great part of our American heritage that is truly noble and honorable. And then 24 hours passed, and what happened? I'm sure some of you have seen news footage of things that happened at Black Friday shopping venues across the country. Many disturbing, even violent encounters taking place of people using pepper spray to get to that Xbox 360 that they just had to have and the like. Certainly, I see those things, and it's not our proudest moment as Americans. There's certainly no way that I can see inside anyone's heart, and there's certainly no place for me to judge anyone, but just observing the events that are at hand, watching news footage and so forth, from the outside looking in, those events of Black Friday do not seem to be people that are compelled by gratitude, but it seems to be something else that's motivating them. And Black Friday events in general don't seem to be a venue that cultivates Thanksgiving. And so it is truly amazing what a difference a day can make. What happened to that National Day of Thanks that was just 24 hours earlier, or perhaps in less time than that, depending on when you went out on Black Friday? Was it so soon forgotten? Whatever the reason might be, the result is the same. The end is truly a sad result. It seems that we so quickly forget this idea of giving thanks. It's gone. We've got to get to the shopping venue that we're going to today. And, oh yeah, Thanksgiving, yeah, well, that was yesterday. Today, it's all about shopping. For those of us who have dedicated our lives to Christ, becoming His disciples, giving thanks is so much more than a holiday in November. Giving thanks is more than a day, period. Giving thanks is to be our very way of life. Thanksgiving should govern our entire outlook on life. Learning to actively give thanks to God is one of the first steps in our journey of discipleship, of following after Christ. When we have that initial moment with God, when we come to terms with the gospel and how it applies to me personally, whether that happens in our childhood as we recognize what it means to be a Christian for the first time, or it happens when we're converted as an adult, whatever the case is, when we have that realization of I am a follower of Christ, and this is why we have that moment. Our very response in those initial moments is one of gratitude and thanksgiving. That is how we respond to the gospel. We respond to what Christ has done for us with gratitude, with giving thanks. We give thanks to God for the blessing of redemption. And so it begins, and so it is to be throughout our lives. Each day of our life should include moments when we stop and give thanks to God. There's many opportunities that we have to do this as Orthodox Christians. Our morning prayers begin with giving thanks to God for the new day that is before us. Our evening prayers conclude the day with giving thanks to God for bringing us through the events and the hardships and the trials of the day. And at each and every week, we have the opportunity to celebrate a liturgy like this morning. And perhaps if there's a feast day like this week for St. Andrew, we have opportunities more than once during the week. We have the opportunity to come at the liturgy and celebrate the Eucharist. That word Eucharist is one that we use as a synonym for Holy Communion, but literally the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. And could there be a better word that we use for this celebration of Holy Communion than thanksgiving, Eucharist? I don't think so. We gather together to give thanks to God for all that He has done for us. We gather to give thanks to God for the gift of Holy Communion that we are about to receive. See, as Orthodox Christians, our lives are truly filled with opportunities to give thanks to God. Each day, each week, each season brings us a new opportunity to reflect and give thanks to God all over again. We need to enter into those moments and those opportunities. We must be careful lest they become simply rote things that we do and we go through the motions and there's no reality in our heart of what's going on. our acts of giving thanks really need to be in a place of welling up from a heartfelt gratitude, reflecting on all that God has done for us, all of God's blessings in our lives. If we could simply learn to enter into those moments of thanksgiving when gratitude wells up from within us, gratitude towards God, our outlook on life would truly change. It's by seizing those moments of gratitude, of giving thanks to God, our attitude becomes more and more grateful. As a result, our outlook becomes more and more positive. And it certainly beats the alternative of having a negative outlook on life. We're all familiar with that classic image of the glass that is half full of water, and how it illustrates our basic outlook on life, how a pessimist looks at that glass that's half full, and he sees not that it's half full, but it's half empty, and the optimist sees that it's half full. But I would say that there are an infinite number of negative reactions we can have in life as we consider things like this. I mean, if we're going to consider that as an example, if we're inclined to compare ourselves to others, and we don't just look at our own glass, but we have to look at the glass that is next to us on the right and to the left, and we have to kind of get down there and measure if the line is really even, if we're being treated fairly, and we have all those ideas and those attitudes that come up within us as we compare ourselves to others. If, God forbid, somebody has more than us, then why is it that they have more? What did they do to deserve that? And what did I do to deserve less? You see, it can evoke all these things that are also negative. And likewise, if we're inclined to worry, then our half glass can produce abundant worries. Is my half glass really adequate to satisfy my thirst? What will I do tomorrow? What will happen to the glass next week? See, we can fall into all kinds of worries as we walk down that path. But this morning I suggest that instead of getting caught up in all the mental gymnastics of that way of thinking, we need to adopt a new outlook on life. Instead of obsessing what we don't have in our lives, we need to give thanks to God for what we do have in our lives. And all we ultimately have is the present moment that is before us. So why should we waste the present moment of our life thinking about the sour grapes of the past? And why should we waste the present moment of our life worrying about the future? Why not take the present moment of our life and embrace in gratitude, give thanks to God for all that we do have? Why don't we learn that new paradigm and give thanks to God each day of our life? We find ourselves in the midst of the Nativity season, and this is truly a season that should evoke gratitude in our hearts. It's an attitude of thanksgiving should well up within us in this time. Let us not allow the cares and the worries of life to distract us from the blessing that is before us. But let us try to focus on the reality of what this season is all about, that Christ our God came to earth to save us. And each day of this season, let us stop and let us give thanks to God for the ultimate gift of Himself. Don't let a day pass without considering the incarnation. Don't let a day pass without considering that Christ came to earth to offer us Himself. Don't let a day pass without considering that Christ was born on earth in order to die for us. Let us consider these things and then let us take action by giving thanks to God for these very things. See, there really is no place for pessimism in our lives. As followers of Christ, we all have to have a hopeful and optimistic outlook. And this is ultimately formed by that basic discipline of giving thanks to God. By giving thanks to God for all of His blessings, our outlook truly changes. We can live in the present moment content and grateful for what we do have, all because we learn that thanksgiving is more than a day. As Christians, we can never forget that giving thanks is to be our very way of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.